Learn to seek happiness by limiting desires rather than attempting to satisfy them. Hello and welcome to Horizon Magazine. I'm your host, Mariam Haqju. Extravagance, or shortly defined as a condition of going or being beyond what is needed, desired, or appropriate, is in completely in contrast with that of frugality. Frugality has the meaning of being frugal, sparing, thrifty, prudent, or economical in the use of consumable resources such as food, time, or money, avoiding waste, lavishness, or extravagance. The present economic world order generates profit as well as consumers in a cyclic manner. It has produced a society which believes and practices a wasteful or extravagant lifestyle and considers it their right to use because they have it. This is a total contrast to Quranic models of modesty, simplicity, and frugality. The all-compassionate Creator desires thanks in return for the bounties He bestows on mankind. While wastefulness is contrary to thanks and slights the bounty and causes loss, frugality, however, shows respect for the bounty and is profitable. Yes, frugality is both a sort of thanks and shows respect towards the divine mercy manifested in the bounties, and most definitely is a cause of plenty.
The fourth edition of Iranian National Cinematic Competition and More Popular Film Festival, or APFF, had kicked off during a ceremony held in Tehran. Iran's head of cinema organization, Hojatullah Ayyubi, and the festival's secretary, Nader Talibzadeh, along with a number of Iranian filmmakers and cineasts, attended the opening ceremony. Sponsored by the Office of Cultural Studies for Islamic Revolution, a more popular film festival focused on cultural issues on Iran's Islamic Revolution.
In the name of God. And we're in Palestine Movie Theater, and this is where the fourth Amar Popular Film Festival is being held. I'm Hamed Bamurovatnejad, the executive secretary of this film festival. Amar was a follower of the Holy Prophet of Islam and one of the companions of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, whose role was to reveal the truth to others who were in doubt. In the wars in the early days of Islam, whenever the followers of the Holy Prophet and Imam Ali, peace be upon them, came up with questions, Amar was the one who would answer these questions and reveal the truth to them. The Amar Popular Film Festival has taken up a similar role and has modeled itself on Amar, and it is pursuing a similar mission. In addition to the domestic section of this film festival, in which 1,500 films have participated this year, in the international section of the fourth Amar Popular Film Festival, 700 films from 60 countries have taken part this year. In the international section, our aim is to showcase the what are generally referred to as alternative movies in Iran to an international audience. In this round, we started off with 2,200 films, and in addition to the Palestine Movie Theater, there are 2,000 movie theaters across the length and breadth of Iran which have been chosen to screen these movies. In this film festival, we also want to take a step forward. We want to make a positive contribution, and we want to support revolutionary movies. This festival has also screened popular movies. We send movies, which are homemade movies produced by ordinary people, to different places like mosques, schools, universities, and basically wherever it is possible to screen a movie, we send these movies. And in this festival, besides domestic movies or Iranian movies, we're also planning to screen foreign movies so that those who are keen on watching foreign films can do so. Our website address is en.amarfilm.ir. انگلیسی جشنواره امار با آدرس en.amarfilm.ir مراجعه کنید.
به نام خدا، ابراهیم موحدی هستم.
In the name of God, I'm Ibrahim Mubahedi, animation director and producer. It's almost 15 years I've taken up animation. I started off making animated movies with a serial called Hoo Hoo Han and The Kind Wind. I've accomplished many projects in this field along with my friends. My first experience as a director and producer was a serial called Bahman and the Incubus, which participated at the Ammar Film Festival. This serial comes in 26 10-minute episodes, taking advantage of two-dimension technique and flavored with satire. The story revolves around two positive and negative characters. The negative character is called Incubus, which is in fact the bad guy in this story, and the positive character is Bahman. Incubus is a Savak agent who calls up his boss every morning. The boss assigns Incubus to different missions in incomprehensible voice, which are mainly aimed at preventing Bahman from his activities. Incubus follows his boss's orders and shadows Bahman. Bahman is a revolutionary young man who represents the victory of the Islamic Revolution and stands as a goodie in this serial. The incidents between these two characters occur in a fantasy world, which is inspired to some extent from the Pink Panther animation. Two episodes of this animation are screened in this festival. There's another point about the graphics of this serial. We have done our best to present an entirely different graphics compared to what we've already seen in this field. We leave it to the honorable people of this country to judge if we have achieved this goal.
Come where we introduce an Islamic site to you guys. Our first site is called Islamic Center Hamburg. So go check out the site. And if you have or know of any sites that are authentic and good, just like the ones that you've probably seen in our previous programs, please don't hesitate and send them for us.
Islamic Center Hamburg is already known by most of Muslims who live in Europe. Muslim groups of different nationalities get together for regular meetings, prayers, lectures, seminars, readings, Islamic festivals and funerals, and etc. For interested people, there is always opportunity to learn Arabic. There are experienced theologians dedicated to help people who have psychological or family problems, as well as those who have been newly converted to Islam. The Islamic Center is regularly visited by schools, church communities, and other interested groups from Hamburg and nearby towns. Lots of organizations, lectures, and discussions have been held to get rid of prejudices about Islam and to develop a better understanding of Islam.
The Islamic Center Hamburg was established in 1953 after proposed by the faithful and the Iranians living in Germany. At that time, prominent Shia religious scholar Grand Ayatollah Brujedi supported the project. The Imam Ali Grand Mosque, with a 3,745 square meter area, houses a prayer hall, a conference hall, an amphitheater, all of which are built in the Islamic way of architecture by European architects. The main section of the mosque is built in a circular shape, upon which there is a huge dome with a height of 18 meters and diameter of 13.5 meters. The interior design of the mosque is decorated with inscriptions on sky blue mosaic tiles. On these tiles, verses of the Jum'ah Surah or chapter, along with a German translation, are written in Thalf writing. The beautiful mihrab, a semicircular niche in the wall of the mosque, is made by tilework artists from the Iranian city of Mashhad. On both sides of the dome, there are two minarets which are reminiscent of the place where Bilal, the Prophet's muazzin, called Muslims for prayers and also his shahada on God's oneness. The diameter of the minarets is 2.22 meters and the height of them is 18 meters. In the prayer hall, they are thoroughly adorned with Iranian tiles with verses of the Holy Quran along with a German translation. Furthermore, in the prayer hall, there is a unique 200 square meter Iranian carpet with 15 meters of diameter and 85 million knots, which weighs 1400 kilograms. The Islamic Center Hamburg is also an amphitheater. It has facilities for simultaneous translation. It's worth mentioning that all the ceremonies are held in non-German languages, but they are translated into German. The Islamic Center also enjoys a library, which is a source of Islamic books and manuscripts. This center also has a place to receive guests, and there is a kitchen equipped with modern industrial cooking utilities for different occasions and ceremonies. The office section of the Islamic Center includes social affairs section for counseling in familial matters and a question and answer section in religious matters in person or via the internet, as well as facilities for schools, universities, education centers, tourists, and churches to visit the mosque. Holding Friday prayers, religious ceremonies such as registering or divorce, and burial ceremonies are amongst the main tasks of the social affairs section.
Islam is the religion of justice and moderation, and the Ummah of Islam is in the middle nation. The Muslim must be just in all of his affairs. This is why Allah has prohibited to the believers in wastefulness and extravagant spending, as he has likewise prohibited them from greed and stinginess. Allah says, O children of Adam, wear your beautiful apparel everywhere of worship and eat and drink, but do not be wasteful. Indeed, he does not like the wasteful. Wasting wealth means to spend it in large or small amounts on what Allah has prohibited, for example, alcoholic beverages, drugs, and so on, or to squander it on things which are of no benefit either to oneself or others. Since the Prophet, peace be upon him, prohibited the squandering of wealth, giving away so much in charity that one has nothing left for the necessities of his own life also constitutes wasting of wealth.
آسمان از همه جا می آورد ابرها را به شتاب شد باز به سر پنجه با برگ نارنجی و سر حمله آور به شهر از سر کوه باد برفاور و سر چیده شد باز به سر پنجه با برگ نارنجی و ها را بستن شهر را پوشاندن شهر سرشار از
Islam is a religion about balance. It does not promote the extremes in anything because they would act as vices. The difference between being cheap and frugal is that being cheap is excessive. Frugality is the ability to make economic decisions. Being frugal is totally different from being cheap. A cheap person is someone who is always trying to find the lowest cost for everything at all costs. The cheap person tries to get the lowest price for every item, no matter the quality of the item. The cheap person will also sacrifice quality for price. They will sacrifice other scarce resources, such as time, in order to get the lowest price. However, a frugal person is not cheap. He or she looks at the cost in terms of value. A frugal person seeks to purchase items worth their value. If the product or service is above its value, the frugal person will ignore the item. The frugal person is about utility and value. Therefore, it is important that Islam does not promote wastefulness or cheapness, as they are both extremes, and frugality is the mean between the two vices, which means that it is a virtue. We'll be right back after we see this report together.
Thank you.
Hi to dear viewers. I'm Adak Jamshidzadeh. I studied graphics. I started painting when I was 14, and today it's become the main feature of my life. This exhibition is comprised of works I have created since 1997 until now. They are 40 works besides my new works, which are done in coffee technique on canvas. I've also showcased my old works, including my exceptionist works, postal cards, and miniatures. So far, I've held 11 solo exhibitions in Iran, Turkey, Germany, and some other countries, and I've also participated in scores of group exhibitions. Meanwhile, I've held various workshops on coffee paintings in the Museum of Contemporary Arts, International Book Fair, First Movement of Contemporary Artists at the Ministry of Labor, and many other venues. I've also showcased two or three works from each period. I worked in the field of miniature for many years, and in fact, my works are inspired from the Iranian style of painting. The techniques I've implemented in these works are acrylic and oil paint on canvas, which includes social themes and the Iranian traditions. This is another collection of my paintings, which are done in expressionism and abstract styles. I created them 3 years ago.
Well, we've come to the portion of the program, which is one of my favorites. It is time to read emails from our dear viewers regarding our questions and comments and suggestions in general. So we'll begin with our first email from our dear viewer. It's from Asal saying, "Hi, could you please make an episode about plastic surgery and Islam?" That's actually very interesting, and we'll look into that and see if we can do that. Our second email is from Muhammad, who asked, "In regards to the program about sincerity, I know you talked about how intentions to do things for Allah makes that deed good, but what if it is to make someone important happy, like your mother?" That's just like we said in the program, if you do it for your mother, it makes God happy too, so you can do it with that intention also. Our third email is from Jafar. It says, "If viewers can call in the show, it would be very interesting." And fourth, we have an email from Mojtaba asking if the episodes are on YouTube besides Sahar's TV site. I believe there are some on YouTube, so you can go check them out there. Just type it in and it should probably come up. Thank you so much, and continue sending us emails, because we definitely look forward to reading them every single week. So don't hesitate. We look forward to it. If you would like any further information regarding our program, you can visit our site at english.sahartv.ir. There we've uploaded our previous programs, and you can even watch them live if you would like. So please don't hesitate and visit our website regarding any information.
Sunday on Pure Home, Sahar Haqju and the expert of the show, Dr. Sayyid Mohsen Fatemi, talked about an interesting subject, psychology of love. Dr. Mohsen Fatemi has done his postdoctoral studies in the Department of Psychology at Harvard University. He is a registered psychologist and a keynote speaker at a number of international congresses, as well as a published author. He's also part of the advisory and editorial board of the American Psychological Association Encyclopedia of Critical Psychology. In this edition of Pure Home, he talked about love, the role of love in our life, and also increasing love in our relationship, including our family members. In the part from Here and There, Farhad Vafoju talked about a new study conducted by the American researchers suggests that daily consumption of vitamin E can improve the brain health and help protect against dementia. Study of 613 people with mild to moderate Alzheimer's unrevealed that high doses of vitamin E could make the rate of brain decline slower. Monday on Spectrum Iran, Hamid Sharafi focused on peaceful coexistence among religions in Iran. Christians in Iran, like millions throughout the world, were last week or so celebrating the festive season of Christmas and the New Year. Many were out scrambling to buy last-minute presents for family and friends. There are about 150,000 Christians in Iran, most of them Armenians, who celebrate Christmas in churches and at homes with their loved ones. My colleague was joined on the program by university lecturer and journalist Gregor Qazarian. Thursday on Spotlight Middle East, my colleague discussed roundup of the year 2013. The year 2013 was full of political changes in the Middle East and North Africa. The countries we have been witnessing uprising witnessed different events, from changing democratically elected President Mohamed Morsi to Tunisian assassinations, from delivering chemical weapons to Syrian government to clashes between opponents and supporters of Syrian regime in Lebanon. Iranian embassy's blast in Beirut and Obama's visit of the region and repetitive violation of Israeli regime in Palestine were also among subjects discussed in this episode with presence of Almasian, a political analyst.